I've been running Driftwood Coffee Cart for, I suppose, 12 years now. And of those 12 years, 11 years, I've been trading every day, every Sunday at the market in Strandhill. And I suppose I'd consider the market the cornerstone, really, of our business. And, yeah, just recently with the developments down at the market, it has been, I suppose, devastating, really, would be the word I'd use for us and for our small business and the potential that, I suppose, initially we had heard that the market may not come back for a month or two. There was going to be a slight delay due to scheduling issues with the helicopter. And then two or three days ago, it became apparent that it wasn't actually going to open until December. And December essentially is a full year not trading. And that's massive, not just for me, but for all the other small businesses and traders there. I mean, we just can't believe it. We're shocked.
A big issue, I think, as well with it is, like you're saying, that could be a full year without operating. But yeah, in terms of it's just getting delayed, that there's still no guarantees that it could be December. That it's just in terms that you're operating in limbo right now. And it's just a question of how long that can continue.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's the uncertainty of our future. And I think there's a sense that potentially that really the market has been forgotten about in this negotiation between CHC and Bristow and Sligo Airport. Like, we have been, you know, we've been operating down there for 11 years. Like, we have so many people are impacted by this. So, like, not only the traders, but the community, the wider community of Strandhill. It has been such an important part of our community for so long. And the fact that we have just been completely forgotten about, we haven't really been negotiated with, we haven't even brought to the table, really, just seems crazy. It really, really does. And we're just, I suppose, as a group of people, as a community, you know, we're trying to raise our hand here and say to the powers that be, that you can't forget about us. Like, we are a very important part of the community and of I suppose the tourist industry as well in Sligo in general, and that it's very, you know, we need to find a resolution. My understanding is that the hangar that we are currently housed in is hosting, I think, 6 or 7 light aircraft, and it's those aircraft that need to find a home. So there's been 2 suggestions that we've put forward, that the helicopters that are now occupying 2 hangars can move into 1 hangar, and there is space for that. Those then light aircraft can go into the second hangar, and we are then free to begin trading, or that a temporary hangar can be constructed so that the light aircraft can have a home, which obviously they need, and then we can also operate. I mean, It really feels like there is a very simple and easy solution to this problem. That hopefully, hopefully that we can sort this all out.
And it is a tough one because I guess everyone understands the perspective from the Sligo Airport, where, you know, that of course their priority has to be the search and rescue services. It has to be the flight craft, and we know that the Bristow Ireland was awarded a contract of hundreds of millions. So we're talking huge money at stake here from the government.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, the money generated by this market is probably, you know, a drop in the ocean compared to that. But it's still hugely important to the livelihoods of real people on the ground here. And that's just something you're just trying to raise awareness of, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose to bring awareness to the fact that there are so many of us down here who trade at the market every single Sunday that really rely on it for our income. It's our bread and butter income. And that by the market being, paused in reopening and now looks like will actually be paused for this whole year, it's unbelievable, like how that can be allowed to happen to so many small businesses. And people, you know, that rely on it, like myself and like many others down there, that would consider it a hugely important part of their business. And without it, you know, it's absolutely devastating. Like, I really don't know what the future will hold for me if the market doesn't reopen. And I know I've been speaking to many of my other fellow traders down there who, you know, they're crying down the phone to me saying they don't know what they're going to do and they don't know how they're going to pay their bills and they don't know what the futures of their businesses will be without the market. I know it sounds, oh, well, it's just one day and it's just one small market, but actually it's not. It's massive for people. It's, you know, that day, it is so busy down there every single Sunday. It is, has been, you know, it's been growing in popularity year on year. There are thousands of people every Sunday that come through those doors into the market and spend money and meet and, you know, share a coffee, grab some lunch together. Those people are what we have built our businesses on. And without those people going through the gates, through the doors, we have nothing. And it really is a dire situation. And we really, really hope that the powers that be will listen to our voices and understand that the importance of their decisions and the impact of their decisions, what those decisions are having, the impact it's having on so many of us right now.